they weren't sure what to call him. He wasn't keen to celebrate. The former president told an audience in Toronto he didn't relish the prospect of marking this milestone.
I will be 60 years old. I hate it, but it's true. For most of my working life, I was the youngest person doing whatever I was doing. Then one day I woke up and I was the oldest person in every room.
From one room, the Oval Office, he brokered peace agreements for the Middle East and Northern Ireland. But it's not for these that Bill Clinton will always be remembered.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
That woman, Monica Lewinsky, may have cast a shadow over his legacy, but his affair with her hasn't dented his popularity.
Our guest of honor, William Jefferson Clinton!
No one works the circuit quite like he does for those on the campaign trail. He's a highly sought-after commodity. George Bush beat him to the big 6-0 by a month. It's a special year for America's baby boomers, the post-war generation. Clinton joins Cher, Dolly Parton, and Sylvester Stallone in turning 60.
Now that I have more days behind me than ahead of me, I try to wake up with a discipline of gratitude every day.
These days, it's the other Clinton grabbing most of the headlines. New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton may well make her own pitch for the presidency in 2008.
So he could actually make it back to the White House. There's a very real prospect of this couple becoming the first ever Mr. and Mrs. President. Here on Capitol Hill, no one is writing Bill Clinton off just yet. David Blevins, Sky News in Washington.